want free life and I want fresh air, and I long for the canter after the cattle, the crack of the whips like shots in battle, the melee of horns and hoofs and heads that wars and wrangles, scatters and spreads, the green beneath and the blue above, and dash and danger and life and love and laughter. Laska used to ride on a mouse gray Mustang close to my side, with blue syrup and bright velvet fur. Why, I laughed with joy as I looked at her. Little she cared, save to be by my side, to ride with me and ever to ride, from San Saba shore to Lavaca's tide, in Texas down by the Rio Grande. She would hunger that I might eat, would take the bitter and leave me the sweet. But once, when I made her jealous for fun at something I'd whispered or said or done, she drew from her bosom a dear little dagger, and quick, sting of a wasp, it made me stagger an inch to the left or an inch to the right, and I wouldn't be maundering here tonight. Well, scratches don't count in Texas down by the Rio Grande. She was alive in every limb, with feeling to the fingertips. And when the sun is like a fire and sky one shining huge sapphire, one does not drink in little sips. The air was heavy, the night was hot. I sat by her side and forgot the herd that were taking their rest, that the Texas norther comes cutting in soon, in the dead of night or the blaze of noon. And once let that herd at its breath take fright, there's nothing on earth can stop its flight. Was that thunder? I sprang to the saddle and she clung behind. Then away on a hot race down the wind. And never was steed so little spared, for we rode for our lives. You shall hear how we fared in Texas down by the Rio Grande. There's one chance left and you have but one. Halt, jump to earth and shoot your horse. Crouch under his carcass and take your chance. And if those steers in their frantic course don't batter you both to pieces at once, you may thank your stars. If not, goodbye to the quickening kiss and the long-drawn sigh, and the open air and the open sky in Texas down by the Rio Grande. The cattle were gaining, and just as I felt for my good six-shooter behind in my belt, down came the Mustang, and down came we clinging together. What was the rest? A body that spread itself on my breast, lips that close to my lips were pressed. Then came thunder in our ears, as over us surged that sea of spears. And when I could rise, Laska was dead. I gouged out a grave a few feet deep, and there in earth's arms I laid her to sleep. And there she is lying and no one knows, and the little gray hawk hangs aloft in the air, and the sly coyote darts here and there, and the rattlesnake glides and glistens and slides into a rift in the cottonwood tree. And the buzzard sails on and comes and is gone, stately and still like a ship at sea. And I wonder why I do not care for the things that are like the things that were. Does half my heart lie buried there in Texas, down by the Rio Grande?